Welcome to Small Acts of Living, a podcast that helps you find balance using Ayurveda. This is episode 11, and today I'm going to be talking about how to survive autumn when you're predominantly a Vata constitution. Now, I say survive because autumn is especially aggravating for Vata. So I'm going to be touching on the best diet, the best, most grounding kind of lifestyle and exercise, and the best kind of routines for Vata at this time of year to keep everybody in balance. Now, the atmosphere in autumn is more dry and blustery. So if you look outside, you'll see that the leaves will start to turn orange and fall off the trees, or the tree bark dries up and flakes off. And just like in nature, we too dry up at this time of year. And this can show up in the body as so many different things. So really look out and notice whether you're experiencing any of these. So you might have kind of found that in summer, you felt like you were more energetic and you wanted to be everywhere and anywhere. You might have found that you were going to the toilet really easily and that you were quite hungry potentially. Now, as autumn starts to come in and Vata starts to come in, this can show up in the body as insomnia, so potentially a little bit harder to get to sleep, constipation, so perhaps you're not passing a stool as easily as you were before or a few months ago, achy joints, popping joints, gas or bloating after meals, a racing mind or anxiety, dry skin, shallow breathing, an erratic, irregular appetite where sometimes you might be hungry and other times you won't be, dry hair and scalp, weak or easy to break nails, and generally quite negative thinking patterns. Now, unfortunately for Vata, Vata is responsible for something like 80% of the imbalances and diseases we find in the body. So that's why that list sounds a bit never-ending. But with the right kind of diet and the right kind of lifestyle, you can definitely avoid those symptoms. So as I discussed in my episode 2, which was a deep dive on Vata, and I really recommend that you listen to that before this episode, just so you get a full idea of what Vata is. But just for a quick recap, Vata is made up of two elements, air and ether means space. So it makes sense that with the blustery winds of autumn, Vata increases in the atmosphere around us. And as a result of this, because we are part of the natural world, we also become more Vata, so we have more air and space within us. So in order to counterbalance this excess air and space within us, we need to focus on consuming more oily, dense, heavy and warming foods. We need to slow down, move less, and make sure we're fitting in plenty of time for self-care. So that's things like journaling, reading, reflecting, basically getting into that cozy hibernation mode and letting our sort of frolicking, free-spirited mood of summer die down. And you might actually be feeling like that anyway. It's that kind of back to school, cozying up in a jumper type of season. And that really suits Vata. So the more warm and cozy and settled Vata types can get, the more they will absolutely thrive this season. In fact, they'll be able to channel their energy toward their natural sense of intuition and creativity. So if you're a Vata, you've got to think to yourself, less travel and adventure and more focus and introversion. So first up is diet. Autumn is the season of root vegetables, so things like pumpkin, sweet potato, butternut squash, swede, beetroot, leeks. So be sure to eat an abundance of these in your diet, always cooked in a little ghee or sesame oil, using Vata-friendly spices. So those could be anything from rock salt, a little turmeric, hing, cumin seeds, fennel seeds, fresh ginger, black mustard seeds, and ground coriander. You don't want to use all these spices at once, but just try and get creative and find your perfect combination. The reason why we cook the spices, especially in autumn, is because our digestion is naturally weaker at this time due to excess air blowing out or making our digestive fire more unstable. And these spices really help with the digestive process. If our digestion is good, we're better able to eliminate toxins from the body and stay balanced. And that is the absolute pinnacle focus of Ayurveda. So in autumn, you should also focus on the sweet, sour, and salty tastes in general, as these all help to balance Vata. So whether that's things like sweet dates or sweet potato, or sweet spices like cinnamon or nutmeg, or for the sour taste, having hot water with lemon in the morning to help cleanse the colon, or always cooking with rock salt for the salt taste. So these three tastes will help keep you balanced. I also really recommend to always cook with oil, especially ghee or cold-pressed sesame oil. These really add lubrication to the body, so especially at this time of year, it really helps prevent that cracking joints and it gives more fluidity of movement. When a Vata type of person gets dry, their body gets rigid. So cooking with oils helps soften both body and mind, because don't forget, they're all connected. Oils can help with the absorption of some minerals as well in the body, so it's really essential to cook with them. I'd also really recommend steaming or pan frying your veggies in oil rather than roasting them in the oven, just because roasting sucks out the water content from our food and it can be quite drying. Another key thing to note about diet is the consumption of protein, fat and carbs. So an excess of fat and carbs don't suit all constitutions, particularly if you're kaffir, but if you're a lean Vata type, prone to easy weight loss and an unsettled, anxious, doomy kind of mind, then protein, fats and carbs are your best friends. They really help ground the body and they weigh this excess movement and energy back down into the digestion, helping you digest your food better, helping you sleep better and have more balanced energy. So eating these three things will also stop you from snacking, simply because you won't feel the need to eat anything between meals because you're so satisfied from the previous meal. So if you're stuck on ideas for protein, which sometimes it can be tricky if you're a vegetarian, think about having yellow mung beans, which are an amazing source of protein, lentils, tofu, cottage cheese, and if you do eat eggs, they're also a really good source. And carbs-wise, could be grains like white basmati rice, it could be spelt noodles or sourdough bread. And fats, you can get from things like unsalted butter, which is actually good for Vata, soaked almonds, ghee or mackerel. This is also the time to make yourself those deliciously warming almond and date shakes. And if you don't have the recipe for those, just follow me on Instagram at smallactsofliving for a recipe, because I've got one on there. It's such a delicious and grounding drink for Vata types, especially if you're feeling anxious or restless, and especially, weirdly, around 4 p.m. when Vatas tend to experience this absolutely crazy hour. So if you can relate to feeling a bit out of sorts around 4 p.m. each day, I actually go into a more in-depth explanation on why that is in my deep dive on Vata episode, so make sure you listen to that. Now moving on to exercise. So I'm not biased because I'm a Hatha yoga teacher, but slow, steady movement really is the best for Vata at this time of year, and actually beyond that, because Vata governs all movement in the body. So if there's an excess of air in the body, that means we're already prone to too much movement. And we need to counteract this by slowing down, focusing the mind and steadying the nervous system. This is really not the season for cold water swimming that you might have enjoyed in the summer, or hectic gym classes that leave you feeling quite shaky and unsteady, which is pretty much me after any single spin. But think about a kind of workout that keeps you grounded and feeling strong. So something like Pilates, where you're on the mat, yoga, where you're rooted to the mat, swimming in a heated pool, which is soft on the joints, and walking in nature. If you find your walks right now are getting a little bit blustery, then always make sure you've got something covering your neck. And when it gets a little bit cooler, just make sure to keep your ears covered as well. Vata types are so sensitive to weather changes. And I remember this really well when I was traveling in India. I was in Rishikesh doing my yoga teacher training. And in the day, it would be really hot. And suddenly in the evening, the temperature would just drop. And I just got so sick because I couldn't get used to the temperature drops and I didn't have the right clothes. So just make sure you're always like aware if it's cold, just cover yourself up, particularly your neck and ears. Routine is also really essential at this time of year when it's so easy to feel ungrounded. You know, just as the leaves are falling and the wind's blowing them off the trees, we also are really ungrounded in our mind at this time of year. So try to wake up, eat, and go to bed at the same time as much as you can every day to help create a feeling of safety for your nervous system. Now, this also helps your digestion get into more of a pattern, which can help if your digestion is a little bit erratic. Now, if you're a Netflix binger or a phone scroller and you struggle to sleep at night, I really recommend trying to switch off earlier and get stuck into a positive, inspiring book. I was living at home recently and my parents thought I was such a geek because I would never watch the big screen TV that they were watching every night, and instead I'd just go up and read a book. But it's because I know that if I stare at a massive TV screen every night, it's just going to impact my sleep. So however geeky it sounds to go to bed with a book, Vata types are super sensitive to anything they digest through all the sense organs. So eyes, ears, nose, anything. And so filling your mind with something soothing at the end of the day will help you ease into sleep rather than feeling that kind of anxious, doomy, bum out feeling that Vata types can often have. Body oilation is also recommended in autumn. Now the best to use for Vata is warm, cold pressed sesame oil, which you can warm up by putting it into a glass jar and then heating that jar from the outside using hot water. And you can rub the warm oil all over your body before a shower. The warm water of the shower basically helps it be absorbed into the skin and joints, preventing dry skin and dry joints. And the actual application, the soft, gentle application, and the physical weight of the oil helps ground the nervous system. Now, just a bit of a warning, this can be quite messy. So just make sure you've got some old PJs, you don't mind getting quite oily. And make sure to buy some of those bath salts to wash the excess oil down the drain so it doesn't clog them up. One other tip I forgot to mention with diet is to avoid all raw, cold foods and make sure everything you're eating is warm and cooked through. I'd also advise to drink warm water throughout the day rather than cold, iced or fizzy water, as this can all increase Vata. Warm water is actually really soothing for the body. It helps flush out toxins and also it helps increase the metabolism. And that, in a nutshell guys, is how to conquer autumn as a Vata type. Now if you want more specific and detailed diet advice, along with recipe ideas and perhaps some adaptogen herbs to help you stay strong and stress-free, then do book in a consultation with me and I'll make sure that you're balanced throughout autumn and beyond. Until next time, grab a journal, whack on a cozy jumper and get stuck into your root veggies, spices and milk drinks. See you in the next episode.